Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Wokar farmer backs Guinness World Record for tallest coriander plant. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP S. Supumaran Jamil seeks upgrade of veterinary college in Jalukhi. Kohima Bar Association red flags alleged illicit nexus of advocates and police in the state. And Nagaland joins nation in observing Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with a range of activities. Now the news in detail. The 2.77-metre coriander plant of Yulopemo Erui from Wokar village has officially been named the world's tallest coriander by the Guinness World Record. The confirmation was received via email today and also updated on the authority's website. Erui will soon receive the official certificate. Emphasizing that the plant was wholly organic, Erui said he did not use any fertilizer. The farmer and his family expressed their gratitude for the collective effort in realizing the achievement. They thanked the District Administration, Horticulture and Agriculture Departments, Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Land Records and Survey, and Shishoy Oshom Project Manager Anu Ranjan Singh for their support and assistance. Erui said the recognition has brought pride not only to his village but also to the entire district and state. Lok Sabha MP from Nagaland S. Supumaran Jamil has requested the centre to upgrade the College of Veterinary Science and Animal Husbandry in Jalukhi. In a letter, the Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Jamil has sought the introduction of postgraduate and PhD level courses at the college. The minister also appealed for commensurate improvement of infrastructure, appointment of faculty members, development of laboratories and other related facilities for higher studies and research. Kohima Bar Association, KBA, has alleged a growing illicit nexus between advocates and police in the state to compel accused persons or their families to engage pre-arranged advocates. In a statement, KBA said, this malpractice hampers the criminal justice system and violates the personal liberty and rights of the accused. It said Article 22 of the Indian Constitution of Entities accused persons to engage an advocate of their choice. However, in many cases, police and jail officials compel the accused or their relatives to appoint a particular advocate by keeping contacts and documents of hand-picked advocates at police stations while sharing a percentage of the legal fees as per pre-agreed rates, KPA said. It claimed that the practice is aimed at extorting money and puts unnecessary financial strain on the accused and their families. KPS said, engaging in such malpractice is punishable and liable for disciplinary proceedings under relevant laws. The association said it has flagged the concern with the Director General of Police Nagaland for initiating coercive action. KPA has urged its member advocates to cease the practice and encouraged anyone with knowledge of such instances to inform its office. In the run-up to the 78th Independence Day celebrations, Nagaland is joining the country in observing the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with a range of activities. Deputy Chief Minister Yantung Baton today launched a flag distribution program at Old Ripim village. Baton said the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative strives to ignite a deep sense of patriotism within every citizen and foster a greater understanding of the significance of the national flag. He added that a tricolour is not just a symbol but a profound representation of a collective pride and unity, and urged everyone to proudly hoist it. A Dimapur National Secretary and Prapari in charge of Nagaland for BJP, Anil K. Anthony, flagged off a bike rally today. The rally saw participation of 170 riders. Anthony also announced plans to visit the war memorial in Kohima as part of the ongoing activities. Mitsifema District Administration and 7 Dozen Rifle Kaspani conducted a walkathon today under the campaign. Meanwhile, Kohima District Sports Office organized the Har Ghar Tiranga rally today, which saw participation of 200 students and sports enthusiasts. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has also instructed all homes, government departments, educational and other establishments to hoist the tricolour. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Three special guests from Nagaland have been invited by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to witness the 78th Independence Day celebrations on 15th August in New Delhi. These guests have been selected from the Aspirational Block Program and are being honored for their exemplary leadership and entrepreneurship. They are Rinung from Kyosam Block, Kifre District, Kukalu K from Mlomi Village of Aguhaito Aspirational Block under Zonabudo District, and A.P. Zupan of Tonoknyo Aspirational Block, Noklak District. Rinung and her self-help group, Limre, established a weaving and tailoring center at Kyosam, which provides training to women and generates income through sale of traditional and non-traditional products. Kukalu has played a vital role in the development of his village, Mlomi, as a beneficiary of MGNREGS scheme. Zupan is a beneficiary of the PM Kisan scheme, which has supported his agricultural endeavors and contributed to his livelihood. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that science, education and research should be used to the maximum for the betterment of the society. She also called for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. Sitharaman was addressing the 11th convocation ceremony at the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal today. Describing renewable energy as the need of the hour, the minister appealed to the students to make such batteries and resources and called for efforts to meet the energy needs of the country through advanced chemistry. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Directorate has issued key guidelines for managing and preventing dengue fever. In a press release, the Directorate's National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program has advised the public to stay hydrated, ensure proper rest and medication, and seek immediate medical attention in case of any symptoms such as bleeding from gums, nose, urine or stools. It called for use of mosquito nets and regularly remove stagnant water to prevent the mosquito breeding. Meanwhile, the department has advised against self-medication and using ibuprofen, aspirin and naproxen sodium as they may increase the risk of bleeding. Citizens have been advised to refrain from visiting dengue outbreak areas wherever possible. Avoid using steroids without prescription and unnecessary platelet transfusions. The department further advised the public to be cautious with rapid diagnostic tests as they may produce false positives, but to confirm diagnosis with sentinel site hospitals such as Naga Hospital Authority Kohima and District Hospital Dimapur. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall to continue over isolated places across the northeast states during the week. The department also predicted scattered, fairly widespread rainfall over the region during the next 4 to 5 days. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Woka farmer backs Guinness World Record for tallest coriander plant. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP S. Subbumaran Jamir seeks upgrade of veterinary college in Jaluki. Kohima Bar Association red flags alleged illicit nexus of advocates and police in the state. And Nagaland joins nation in observing Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with a range of activities. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.